You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, December 11th, 2017, week 230. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Tresca.
And we are Destiny Pizza. One-stop pop culture podcast for everything you need. 5 days a week.
All the important
five
stuff.
Five-stop podcast.
Five-stop.
Because maybe
you or like you could wait the whole week and then there's no stops. You just
listen
one after another
to
after
a horrible
another.
Experience. And
this intro, it's going to be burrowed into your brain.
Yeah, you just... God, that would be miserable. But, yeah. So here's the rundown of the days. Monday, we give you superhero and Star Wars news. Tuesday, you get the leftovers. It's all the other news that's not superheroes and Star Wars. Wednesday, you get We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. That's where we talk about things we saw and consumed, and then discussion is we have a discussion question that we ask you. Thursday, we give you America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. America's Sweetheart is like a trivia segment where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart, and then Mike tries to guess who they are. This Week in Movies in the Now is movies that are coming out today, or that day, Thursday, and Trailer Talk is where we talk about trailers. That's the most straightforward segment, I think. Discussion.
Yeah. Simple.
Yeah, the title matches the subject matter.
Other ones we've got to explain. Leftovers, well, it's this.
Yeah, Leftovers, it's like, well, it's Leftovers. And we're a pizza and the name, it's kind of a joke. And then Friday comes along and you get Freestyle Friday and Netflix recommendations. Freestyle Friday, we talk about whatever we want. Maybe you'll get a freestyle rap. Who knows? Someone went back and listened to the freestyle rap and they're like, wow, you're actually better than freestyling than like most people.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I remember it being pretty good.
Yeah. I don't remember it at all. I think my
mind
blacked
it
out. Like,
but I know it was only
abuse.
Like one time.
Yeah.
And they're like, we should never do that again.
I was like, that's horrible.
I know it would lose steam if it said every week.
Oh, every week I'd probably either become like a genius rapper.
Yeah, maybe you would improve.
Like I would like practice. My brain would create new synapses. Or I would just constantly embarrass myself on a weekly basis. Which is not bad, considering our government right now. Boom! Like, did you hear about Ajit Pai has, like, a Ron Swanson poster up in the FCC?
No.
It's, like, the Pyramid of Greatness or something like that?
Yeah.
And then Nick Offerman tweeted at Ajit Pai, and he's like, I just spoke to my friend Ron Swanson, and he wants you to take down that poster. The top of that, he's in Ron Swanson's text, it's, like, a text message.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you might notice in the top of that pyramid is honor. And here's a definition for you. Because on that poster, it says, like, if you need a definition, you don't have it. He's like, stop trying to ruin, like, America. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then last night, he was with Verizon. And I guess the VP of Verizon's like, yeah, we just needed to instill a puppet to the FCC and now we can get what we want. And he's like, exactly, is what he said.
Yeah. It's also obvious and transparent and yet still it's hard to avoid anything. Like, it's in such few people's hands. It's crazy how much control.
Because, like, there's two people on that same board and they're like, we don't want to gut net neutrality, but there's still three people.
Yeah. Three people.
It's like five people total. And like three people are deciding to like ruin the internet.
Yeah. Just, man, it's just hard.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a downer.
Yeah.
News, but let's get into some superhero news. Something
some exciting news.
The one good thing about the Trump presidency, I'll say, is the laissez attitude on acquisitions.
Yes. Certain ones I'm not for, but this one,
yeah,
give me all day.
Entertainment ones, I'm like, sure, why not? It only makes things better for me.
Exactly.
Especially when companies I like are acquiring companies I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks, I think a CNBC released this saying that their sources are saying that the Disney talks with Fox are done. Disney's going to make an announcement sometime this week announcing that they acquired Fox.
Yes. Oof. That's crazy. We've been hearing these talks.
They acquired Fox, TV rights, global distribution, pretty much everything besides sports and
Fox News.
Fox News. And then it's for $60 billion, which is a lot of money.
Quite a bit.
And Fox is in turn going to reinvest that money into the Fox News and
yeah, so that's Fox the Sports. Downside of the deal is Fox where News that will money's get more powerful. All going.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. But
think about it this way, because I think, didn't Time Magazine just sell for $100 billion?
Really? Man, these deals are getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, because the Koch brothers were two of the major investors in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would way rather pay $60 billion for Fox than $100 billion for Time Magazine, because a magazine is not worth
That's also the genius of Disney is some of that stuff in their hands, they feel they can really use it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that Disney got Lucasfilm for only $3 billion.
Yeah, when you think about it.
When you think about it, yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
But then if you see everything Disney gets from Fox is insane.
Yeah, it's a huge list. It's more like we think it's just certain characters, certain things, but no, it's television stations.
And we're back from momentary hiatus. Not hiatus, momentary break. So Disney gets a lot in this deal.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Futurama distribution rights.
It's just crazy all the implications, because you got Simpson stuff in a Universal park already, which is competitive stuff.
Well, to be fair, they also have Spider-Man and X-Men in a Universal park.
True. They've already had these deals before.
Yeah.
They've had those.
But then you texted, we were texting about this this week.
Yeah.
And you brought up one that was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it's bonkers, because right now Fox, they have a show that's a DC show that's called Gotham. So when Disney acquires Fox, they would have the distribution rights for that show.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing where it's they have some kind of connection to DC characters.
Yeah.
And it's just a bizarre.
We have to assume that they'll sell it back to
Yeah, I gotta imagine that's
NBC or whatever.
These fine print deals, yeah.
Would it be NBC? Who does it go to?
I don't know where it would go. It'd go to CW, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's just a weird fit for that network, I guess.
It's interesting because then also...
Oh, also the part of the deal is they acquire a majority...
30% of Hulu.
Yeah, so now they'll have a majority of Hulu.
That's... Yeah, I was going to say, because Disney's talking about starting their own streaming service.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be smarter to just take Hulu?
That's what I'm thinking. But I don't think they can just take it. If you're a majority controller of it, can you can't boss out those other networks.
It's only one other network. It's NBC is the only other network. Which you could try to buy Hulu off of them or...
Yeah. But they almost seems like their plan is they're trying to be everywhere. Because they said those Marvel Netflix shows aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
They're on Hulu already with the Runaway show. They're doing their own network, or streaming service that I assume they'd put their own shows on too. Also, they can make new shows for that service. So I think they just want to infiltrate all of our lives every moment we do anything. They're think of Disney.
They just buy Facebook and Apple and everything.
Yeah, it's growing towards that.
I don't know. People are freaking out. They're this is dangerous.
Yeah, probably. I think of the simple thing, the X-Men getting to come to the MCU, and the Fantastic Four not being screwed up again. So,
Do you think Sony would ever sell? Do you think the cost of Spider-Man has gone up? Hypothetically, if Spider-Man had a cost associated with it?
I feel like it's lower.
It's lower now?
Yes, because of... I feel like you're in a bind... I mean, you're not really you have the upper hand. I think the only ways this Spider-Man deals work is because Sony's desperate. I don't think the deal is working because Marvel's desperate.
I think the price has gone up a little bit because they're like, now they want Spider-Man
now
more
they want the
because
rest.
It's like the final piece of the puzzle.
True.
But then like after that first movie comes out and bombs, like either Venom or Venom.
That's the key. It's the Venom movie or the Silver and Black.
Yeah. After either one of those movies comes out and will inevitably bomb, then the price just falls. So I think they're probably, if Sony's smart, they're going to try to sell Spider-Man before Venom comes out.
Yeah.
Because they can get more money out of Disney now.
True. And what if the, I mean, it's possible the hype gets Venom gets hyped up somehow. If it, the trailer looks any decent or.
Well, I saw the picture. Did you see those pictures that came out this week?
Yeah.
And it's like him in like a tactical vest.
Yeah. It's like the Agent Venom, which is the, which is in the comics.
It's Flash, someone else. It's
Flash
not,
Thompson yeah. becomes Venom and he's Agent Venom and he's like a.
He's like a badass.
Yeah, he's like a badass, and I think he goes into space at one point. But he's more of like a.
I do not think they're going to do that in this movie.
No, they're not doing that.
That would be amazing.
But it's more like a. I think he's more like not as evil as like Eddie Brock Venom is. I don't think so. That I people.
Do you
are
think
be,
we're going to have?
But
two
then I also
Venoms
saw that image.
Universe?
Did you see that image of like the logo that's like the actual Venom?
No.
Yeah, there was like an image that came out there. They say maybe the logo, and it's just it looks like Venom, the real Venom. Like people are going to be mad if you give Eddie Brock that tactical Venom. You have to, if it's going to be mocap, it's got to look like.
Oh,
Venom.
Like this one.
Yeah, see that looks like the real Venom. That's not really the tactical suit that I saw too.
We are hashtag Venom.
Yeah. They're apparently making that movie right
now.
Like they're making it right now.
It's from that Brazilian Comic Con.
Mm. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how people I can't imagine this one's going to do well.
Yeah. I mean it's going to have to be like really it's going to have to be like Logan level good or Deadpool level good. To garner interest.
Tactical Venom? I'm not familiar with... What is it? What is it called?
Agent Venom.
Agent Venom.
Yeah. He's fairly new in the comics.
And he doesn't look like Venom?
No. He looks
oh,
like
this looks...
He looks like the guy in the suit.
They cannot... that is not okay.
They're not going to do it. I can't imagine they actually
but
do
this
that.
Is like the closest they can get to Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
Pretty
like,
much.
He's like a black and white Deadpool.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the way. He's not as a fourth wall breaking and I think he's not as quippy. But
well yeah, but I'm saying like physically look.
Yeah,
he like kinda, if you look at this red
True.
One,
it's very similar looking.
In the cartoon series.
Yeah.
It looks kinda like Deadpool.
Yeah.
You squint your eyes?
True.
This guy definitely looks like Deadpool. Like Carnage.
And Carnage, yeah, Carnage. And Carnage is in the movie, so but no one wants that. Like, I can't. Yeah, I never knew who they talked to because it's like you pull any fan. They're like, I don't want Agent Venom as
they're
Eddie
like,
Brock.
Who?
That's great. Yeah, you're right. not the average fan, but the fan like us, I guess.
Wait, so I have this idea. So, okay. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started back up again, right?
Yes, it did. Ooh, so
what good. If they just say mutant this week?
I'm wondering, like, at what point can they say things? Like
okay, so apparently they're
like when the
to...
deal goes through, can all of a sudden like oh that's gonna come out this week? Say mutant.
Yeah, I think go into the studio, do ADR, and say mutant every time you said inhuman.
It's a mutant.
And there's just like a whole scene where it's like mutant. You never called me that before. What is going on?
I'd be nuts. Yeah, because I
they're like, how long have I known you? You have never used the M word with me.
Yeah, because like, would it be illegal? Well, I don't know if the word illegal is right, but like, would like say they somehow film the scene with their character like a couple months ago, but they haven't acquired the rights yet. But then the day they acquire the rights, the next day they release like a finished product of something.
I don't think that's illegal. It's just not practical.
Yeah, it's really not practical. There's a chance it doesn't go through, and you're like, "Have we wasted?"
Well, it's not practical for a lot of reasons. It's not practical for the first reason because normally when contracts like this happen, There's NDRs.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd fear breaking that NDR by doing true. That. That's another
person. Like, if they
person,
were to prove that, that could negate the deal, right?
Yeah. Or even it would if cost them a lot of money.
Because, well, is the even the act of doing it wrong, or is it only well, if no, it's broadcast so, to people or seen by the public?
So that, and then you also have another person who's privy to the deal, which well, is the actor well, and guess, all the people working on that.
I guess technically it's fine because they wrote stuff for Spider-Man when they didn't have Spider-Man. The deal wasn't
yeah,
through
but they
yet.
Didn't film it.
They didn't film it. Like, the filming's different.
Yeah.
I guess. Once you put it on tape, I guess. That's different. Yeah, that's but true. Writing it is still something.
I just think
something.
You wouldn't film it because that footage is going to go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Because, like, could you imagine if they were like, hey, like, Avengers 1.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know, like, we're kind of talking to no. Fox. We're just, like, flirting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a scene where Wolverine shows up. And like, yeah. What costume are we going to use? Well, fans online have been asking for the 90s cartoon costume. So let's just put Wolverine in that costume and we'll just walk into the shawarma restaurant. And people are like, okay. And then, like, could you imagine if we saw that?
Yeah.
Like Hugh Jackman That's in true. That costume.
That's true. This is kind of related, unrelated, but did you know that Hugh Jackman was supposed to show up in, like, Spider-Man 2? Like, just to walk by? Like, a cameo?
Like, Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Like, just by himself?
Well, I think he was supposed to be Wolverine, like, as Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, because there were talks or something, right, at the time?
Yeah, I think it was a scheduling conflict. I think it was going to happen. Just
no, but weren't there talks between the studios to, like, kind of
merge their universe? I think a little bit. I'm surprised.
At the time, I wouldn't have been shocked at all because, like, X-Men and Spider-Man were huge.
Yeah, like, they should have. That's what they should have done. But then
Marvel wouldn't have been what we know it as now.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things. They both of their two films did well, but then both of their third films kind of collapsed on themselves.
Yeah,
like the same. That was a very similar
time
process. And then you hear this week that Kevin Feige said, like, look, he was an original producer on X-Men, the first yeah. X-Men, so he had a plan for the X-Men universe, and Fox didn't follow his plan or whatever.
And now he's getting his vengeance.
I'm curious what his
could you point- imagine when he like when. Whatever happened between the first and the second one, where he wasn't yeah. there anymore, he's like,
"Yeah,
I have my own plans, and one day I'm gonna make my X-Men movie."
Did you do a whole movie on Kevin Feige?
Like, that will definitely be a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
When we're older.
Oh yeah,
we're like
the Kevin Feige story.
Yeah.
He was in X-Men. He was in the movie too. He got killed.
Yeah, he was one of those people that got killed.
Yeah, one security guard or something. It's fun. Exciting times. Now we got some movie moves of the Fox Marvel Universe. This is a movie I feel pretty bad for, actually.
Well, the thing is, this is all going to get released still.
Yes.
Deadpool 2,
New Mutants, and Dark Phoenix are coming out because they're being
and
made.
And Gambit.
I don't know if Gambit's coming out. I don't know.
Well, we have news on Gambit being made, but
Is it being filmed right now?
It starts filming next year.
Yeah, so I gotta imagine that one gets made. That's probably too far. I don't know. That one's still up in the air to me. I feel like there's still time.
You think Disney will shut down production on it?
It's possible.
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll talk about that when I get to it. But anyways, I'll give the news and then I'll talk about it a little more. But we got some plot details from X-Men Dark Phoenix. Set in 1992, about 10 years after the events of last year's X-Men Apocalypse,
I'm glad they clarified that because no one knows that.
That is actually very like necessary considering Logan exists, Deadpool exists, and you're like, wait, what is this alpha?
You're like, there's another X-Men
movie
that came out?
Yeah, it's very confusing because like no one saw that one, but some people saw First Class or Days of Future Past, so they're like, what are you talking about now?
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix opens with the X-Men, including Mystique, Beast, Storm, Nightcrawler, and Quicksilver in a new unexpected role, National Heroes. Charles Xavier even lands on the cover of Time magazine, but his growing ego puts the team at risk. Pride is starting to get the better of him, and he is pushing the X-Men to more extreme missions, Kinberg says. And they're dispatched to space for a rescue mission. A solar flare hits the X-Jet, and the surge of energy ignites a malevolent, power-hungry new force within Jean Grey, the Phoenix. This looks like...
I love how the first name they mention is like, opens up with the X-Men, including Mystique. Look, Jennifer Lawrence is back.
Jennifer Lawrence is in this movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, jeez. But it seems like that first Fantastic Four movie, kind of. Like, they go into space.
Yeah.
And then, like, get powers.
Well, that's the classic Fantastic Four story. Yeah,
the first Fantastic Four. Yeah. And I'm thinking of, I'm like, that just seems like this. Yeah, this movie, I feel really bad for it, because, like, once the deal goes through, it's like the hype, anything for this movie, you're like, this is just garbage.
Like, yeah, you're like, it's not going to matter.
It's like, who cares?
It literally is going to be irrelevant and, like...
Yeah, but, like...
Ideally, less than 5 years.
Yeah, like, Deadpool 2, I don't feel bad for, because... If they cancel Deadpool or do something else with Deadpool, that movie's still like enjoyable and have fun.
This will not be.
Yeah, this is just going to be a continuing saga of something that's not going to exist in a little while. Like, New Mutants will be fine. It's a horror movie. It's self-contained alone. That movie will be fine. But like movies like this, where you're like, oh, we're part of this huge narrative that's coming to a conclusion that probably just should have ended with Apocalypse and then stop doing them. They're still making this one.
Yeah, for some reason. It's crazy.
It's like no one's asking for this one.
Especially after Apocalypse. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And their contracts are all up. It's bizarre. They want to come back. It's bonkers to me. Like, this is a movie that you think wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And I really wonder what their thought process was for this movie. They must really think they have a good idea, or just really want to keep making these movies. I don't know. They're like, we'll make the Deadpools and Logans to afford these other movies. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is, but it's kind of weird. Because I think they're giving Kinberg, like, he's been a producer on these. He's like, I want to direct one of these. Give me one of them. Yeah. I've been producing them all. Maybe it's a favor. I don't know. But also, I feel like it's weird that they haven't aged up like Fassbender or McAvoy. Like, they haven't aged up
Xavier. Aged them to be like
they should be like close. 60. Yeah, they literally... 10 years keeps passing in these movies, yet they look the same every single time, and nobody's like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's, I don't know how to.
Yeah, but good thing is it's most likely going away, all this nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
like, something they have to just like stay in the sun for the next 7 years, and then they'll look Ian McKellen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, you're going to have to actually physically Patrick age yourself Stewart. More. But I just feel bad.
Oh, I'm saying the characters. They just have to be outside for the rest of the next 7 years.
That too.
Ish, right? Seven?
Yeah.
What year did the first X-Men come out?
It's like either 1999 or like 2001. 2000, maybe?
Okay.
Something like that.
Also, I forgot to tell you, I got some bad news, Mike.
Oh, really?
That DC animated thing? On iTunes?
Yeah.
I screwed the pooch.
Oh, really? You got the wrong thing?
No, I should not have hesitated. I should have bought
it. Oh, it went to 4K.
No.
Price went up?
Price went up like crazy. The 10th anniversary 30 film collection.
Yeah. What's it?
It was $100 when we spoke about it.
Yes.
Guess the price now.
150?
No. I wish. If it was 150, that's
$300?
More.
$400?
$464.70.
Wow.
Zero discount. I did not even...
Wow.
In the longest time, I would not have assumed that the price would go up.
I can't imagine it go up that much.
Yeah, because now it's definitely not worth it.
Yeah, no, not at all. Man, that's crazy. That is crazy.
They like went through and like repriced a bunch of stuff.
Why did they do that? They're like, these are...
But I was able to buy... Yeah, but I bought the Kingsman 1 and 2 for $24.
It's a good deal.
That is a good deal. In 4K.
Yeah. That's a really good deal.
Yeah, I watched it.
Nice.
And I was like, hell yeah.
That's a fun movie to watch in 4K, I would think, it too. Because it's like a visual, it's visually cool.
But you can get 4 Jurassic Park movies for $25 as well.
Well, not bad. In 4K?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh. You watch that 4K.
There's no 4K cut.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Refilm it. Refilm the first one.
But, and then, yeah, like a lot of these bundles went up in price, and I was like, damn. Luckily, I got a good amount of them when I was in Singapore. I was just like looking through and like, buy. Like, I got the Dark Knight trilogy for like 20 something bucks, and now it's $35.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that gets upgraded to 4K on tomorrow when all the other Christopher Nolan 4K movies come out.
So you literally don't know what's getting upgraded to 4K until it does.
I assume it's going to get upgraded to 4K because they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Where...
Has any new stuff hasn't come out that they've...
That they kept both old? Versions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Usually when they release it in 4K,
they just get rid of the other one.
It's just a replacement.
Yeah.
Or they just like release the newer version on the same thing.
Yeah.
So you don't even have the option to rebuy it at a higher price. It's just download.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out tomorrow. I might be screwed. Because I bought Inception, Interstellar, and the Dark Knight trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
All preparing for this 4K release. Find out
if they turn into 4K movies.
Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow, but really in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
When we record.
It's a very delayed answer.
Yeah. And by then, you'll probably see on Twitter, yeah, Dark Knight in 4K is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with this X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I thought Deadpool was a signal to them do other type of stuff. But this is just the same old X-Men. Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
But Deadpool should have been a signal which led to Logan, which led to New Mutants. But they're like, "Nah, we got to get our built this.
Yeah.
We need to get our standard team up X-Men story.
We got to pay for those allegations that Brian Singer's all those allegations.
No,
what
we've never done. We've never gone to space with the X-Men. Let's do that.
It's a good reason.
That'll be fun.
People love Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor Ragnarok.
People love that space, man. We did it with the Fantastic Four, that first one.
Star Wars is on the rise.
That's how I imagine these guys.
Zachary Levi said.
Yeah, he's like,
Shazam can be the next Guardians of the Galaxy.
What does that even mean?
Does it can it, though?
I don't think it can. But I'm hopeful of this one, because it's at least a lighter tone and not all dark and weird.
And The Rock isn't in it. God, that guy's disgusting.
They should put The Rock in there.
I know, I'm just joking.
It's the weirdest thing.
That's the weirdest thing to do.
Get Rock as Black Adam is like, nope, not going to be in Shazam movie.
They're like, you know, like the number one villain that Shazam always has had? He's not going to be in this movie.
Yeah, it's like,
who's
our villain for the Justice League movie? Steppenwolf. Everyone loves Steppenwolf villain. Come on, what? If there were like Vegas odds, bet like 10 years ago, bet on who will be the first villain
especially
in the Justice
with how
League
they
movie.
Ended Batman vs. Superman, you're like, okay, well, Lex Luthor's not dead.
Yeah.
The Joker exists in this world.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of cool for them to team up. Nope.
Not happening. They're like, nope. It's some in space, and it's not even Darkseid.
They're like, you know how two of the heroes got together, and this one guy has all this blackmailable material on all of them?
Mm-hmm.
They won't team up because of that guy. No, they need...
They'll just let him exist, and they think he's crazy, so he won't tell anybody their identities.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll keep it secret. That's not going to bite them later. Oh, did you hear they announced the storyline for somebody wrote a Justice League movie. I forgot who it was, but there was like
Guillermo del Toro.
No, I don't think so. Let me look this up, because somebody wrote like a Justice League movie, and it was so bizarre. Like it was one they were gonna make before, like Man of Steel and stuff, but it wasn't George Miller. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find it that quickly. Because it was like...
Will Beall from Gangster Squad.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, with Darkseid.
Yeah, it was like a bonker. It was a movie where like involved like time travel and like Superman went evil.
Yeah.
And like he was under control of Darkseid. But then he gets thrown into like the future. And then like Batman and Wonder Woman have like a kid. And then they have to like send Superman back to the past. Or they have to go back... the past and like stop Superman from ever becoming evil or something. It was like there was so much packed into like one movie and it was nuts.
Also, wasn't it rumored that like Justice League 2 was gonna have Batman and Superman or Batman and Wonder Woman's kid? Batman and Superman's kid would be freaking awesome.
Oh, yes.
But Batman and Wonder Woman's kid.
A story like that, man.
Or was Batman it in this kid. Movie?
I don't think it's possible. But...
I don't know if it was one of those. I've been reading all this crazy
Although
news.
In Young Justice, they have Superman and Lex Luthor, like they make a clone where Superman and Lex Luthor, like Superboy in that show
is a clone.
Half Lex Luthor, half Superman.
Why not?
So half Superman, half Batman would be pretty cool.
Yeah. He'd be dangerous.
It'd be very dangerous. Superman with like all the knowledge.
And like genius like, of yeah, Batman.
If he had powers, Superman
and inheritance, because you know, like Batman's probably gonna have to break off some.
Yeah,
of that.
that's a very dangerous person. Yeah. Right there.
Let's get into some Shazam news though.
Yes. We have a casting. Dylan Grazer has been cast as Freddie Freeman, who I think is Billy Batson's friend.
Yeah.
Something in the who knows if in this movie, but in the comics he becomes like the sidekick of Shazam. Basically he's given Shazam powers, but he stays like teenager or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember who this kid is
It. He is from It, yes.
Cause let's face it, Finn Wolfhard.
Stole the show.
Oh, this guy. Okay.
He was good?
Yeah.
In It?
Eddie Kasprak.
Yeah. So I'm kind of optimistic about this movie. Like, it's a good concept. Like, if you do it right.
Yeah.
It's just a cool concept. So, like me some Shazam. I'm going to believe it until I see a trailer.
Yeah.
And then it'll either sell me and it won't, and then... it's all a process because I'm like, oh, that trailer was awesome. Then the movie comes out, and I'm like, oh no. So we'll see.
Also, the Batman news. So it looks like Ben Affleck is leaving.
Yeah, graceful exit. He kept saying graceful exit
due to the lackluster performance of Justice League.
Yeah, when we eventually report that news, it's gonna be like the least shocking.
Yeah.
News.
I don't even think they need to report it.
They probably don't. They just need to make a movie and put a different person in.
So that's what they're looking to do, actually.
Yes.
Is they want a fresh face for the Batman and the cowl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been rumored that Jake Gyllenhaal has been wanted, and now someone else is up for the role, John Hamm.
Mm. Actually, John Hamm could do a Bruce Wayne, no problem.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, he'd get dark. He's dark in Mad Men, right? He's kind of like...
Yeah.
Be a good, I could see that.
He'd make a great Bruce Wayne, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could see John Hamm as Batman. Be pretty cool.
And I think he was up for the role originally, too, before, like during Affleck time.
Yeah, because they're trying to get an older Batman. So he's like a little bit younger than Ben Affleck, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be for that.
I forgot where it was.
I'm just wondering the order of this stuff is really, because there's so many projects supposedly in development, but like, why do we know so many of them? Like, you know, there's like another Harley Quinn. Like, Harley Quinn's in like 5 movies, apparently.
Yeah.
That are being developed. There's like a Gotham City Siren. Then there's just like a Harley Quinn movie. Then there's like Joker Harley Quinn.
Okay, so that Batman and Wonder Woman's Child was supposed to be the original Justice League. Oh, that's the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I just read the title where it said the original Justice League script involved time travel Batman and Wonder Woman's Child.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I was thinking.
That's this the one I read.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts. Like, that would be a bonkers movie that should not happen. Don't know what. But there's a lot going on in that version.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, so I would like to see John Hamm. I'm a big fan of John Hamm.
Me too. He needs to be in Blockbuster. Like, he's in no Blockbuster. It's weird.
You mean Fastest Indian or whatever? The Fastest Pitching Indian?
$1 million.
That Indian son of a pitch?
Million-dollar arm?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are better titles. Indian son of a pitch.
Indian son of a pitch.
I bet more people would have saw it if it was titled like,
what
that.
Is this? Wasn't it a Disney movie?
Yeah, it was a Disney movie.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
But, yeah. That, you're not saying that's a Blockbuster? That's what I'm trying
I'm
to get
saying
at.
Not many people saw that movie. I saw that movie.
That's a segment right there where we take a stupid movie and we try to give
it
a new
better title.
Yeah.
And I bet that sells it.
Yeah.
No one's going to watch Million Dollar Arm.
I'm going to find
They're
out.
Going to watch.
Indian son of a bitch.
What a great title.
Oh, Baby Driver.
That's not a... Well, that's pretty successful.
But he wasn't like... He was in Minions.
Yeah. But like, I'm talking about like...
He was in The Town, apparently.
One of these like Transformers or like a Marvel movie or Star Wars movie or any superhero movie or any like sci-fi. He's like not. Is he in any sci-fi type of movie? He's in like a special a movie with special effects. There we go.
Well, he was That's also up for enough. Cable.
Huh. I think he'd be a good Cable.
Yeah. Are you saying Minions is not special effects?
He has to be there. If he's in a Minion mocap suit.
Baby Driver definitely had special effects, right?
Every movie has special effects, but I'm talking to the level where they're not trying to show me real thing. They use special effects now for like just the background, the scenery, for whatever.
Oh, Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's like the most.
He was in that Christmas episode.
Yeah, he is really good too. But I mean, like,
no,
something big, like, just hasn't happened.
Bridesmaids.
But I don't know. Cause he's probably turning down things.
Oh, he was in Sucker Punch.
I gotta imagine he was turning down things too.
Yeah,
he was like, in Sucker Punch.
Yeah, I remember he was the high roller slash the doctor. He's the one who gives the lobotomy.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, just did something.
It kind of counts. It's supposed to be a blockbuster, but that kind of counts. But like, he's not the star of it, or like even that, even like sixth or seventh. But he's probably.
He was in The Day the Earth Stood Still in 2008.
Guess that counts.
I don't know what.
Okay, let me rephrase. A good one.
Yeah. He wasn't even the main character, though. It was like pretty far down. So, The Ten, which is about the Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Well, that's a sci-fi movie, right?
I don't remember that movie. Probably special effects in there, though.
Space Cowboys. He was young pilot number two. What a ways
that
he's come.
That counts. Wow, I didn't know he was in these bit roles. I learned that all these actors...
tiny roles.
Bit.
Oh, bit roles. Bit. I thought he said big roles. I was like, young pilot number two.
He was Daniel Craig. He saved everyone.
Daniel Craig's Space Cowboys?
Yeah, he's the main guy. Him and...
No, you're thinking of the other support. One.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Space Cowboys were the old ones.
Oh, I'm thinking Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Space Cowboys is Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland.
Okay, I do remember him now. That's a good movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Why did I think I was Cowboy? I mean, space and aliens, I guess that's...
I mean, it's not far.
Easy enough to mix up, maybe. But one of them's a good movie and one of them's not.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Let's see. Yeah, so Sean Hamm, I think he's ready for...
Yeah, Space Cowboys doesn't count. It's too real. I mean, it's not real. There's old men going into space, but space is real.
Yeah, so there you go, John Hamm.
John Hamm, endorsed for Batman.
He gets the Destiny Pizza endorsement?
Yes, I think so. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. John Hamm, Don Draper?
Yeah.
You know how much stupid stuff I've modeled after Don Draper in my life?
No, I don't.
My choice... In whiskey.
All right.
Not really, but we're both whiskey drinkers.
Yeah.
I got into marketing because I thought that was the same as advertising.
Changed my whole life, Don Draper.
Yeah, he's the reason I'm who I am today. So.
I just want somebody who's happy to be
Who
Batman.
Do you rather have, John Hamm or Jake Gyllenhaal?
John Hamm for sure.
Yeah, especially with the Gyllenhaals. The Gyllenhaals don't belong in a Batman movie.
Yeah. Yeah, get the Gyllenhaals.
Maggie,
out.
His sister ruined it for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Harvey.
Harvey. We need Brian. We need to just record Brian saying that.
Yes, that should be
and
a
I
drop
just want it to
on the podcast.
Click it. So, like, especially with Harvey being so big in the news this last year with Hurricane Harvey and Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, it's a bad Harveys out there, man.
Yeah, there's some bad Harveys out there. Man. I just want a little
which
button
one's
that says,
worse?
Harvey.
That's a good poll. Like, which Harvey's worse? That's public opinion, like.
Which Harvey affected more people?
Hurricane Harvey.
Or everyone who's ever seen a Weinstein film.
Well, if you can't, what's affected? That's the bigger thing too.
That's crazy. That's a tough one.
That's weird. Yeah. It well, if you look at
if you butterfly it out from
that's
Harvey Weinstein,
I'm saying exact same page. because that affects everybody, all Hollywood, all of these, everybody. Matt Lauer's affected. It's affected all everybody.
And the victims.
Know, they've seen these people, all the victims.
Bill Cosby is probably so happy right now.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, no one remembers me.
Yeah, which is crazy because he...
He kind of
He's done the worst out of...
Yeah. Well, Weinstein.
He actually raped people, though.
So did Harvey Weinstein.
But, like, not as many.
We don't know that.
That we know about.
Because Harvey Weinstein's list seems to be almost everyone in Hollywood that, like...
Yeah, and he's been around doing it longer, probably. I don't know. That's a hard... Those are the top two. Far and above, I think.
It's like Hitler versus Stalin, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what we're dealing with. But, like, I think that... As far as we... Well, Kevin Spacey's bad, too.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey's been doing it for a long time, too.
Oh, man. I don't want to think about this. All these... Yeah. This who's worse, and they're all bad. But I was thinking more of the lower level ones who were like bad, but like they didn't,
like Al Franken,
they didn't rap, yeah, but they didn't like rape people as far as we know.
Yeah,
so I was like, there seems to be a big gulf. There's like these little ones, and then there's like the giant ones.
Yeah,
there doesn't seem to be any middle ground of
like,
like, meh. I mean, it's bad
because like Al Franken, I'm like, oh man, that dude got a raw deal, all because they're trying to make an example out of him for the Republicans to make the Republicans look worse. And then there's people who are, like, legitimate rapists.
Yeah.
Like that, was it Conyers?
Who's that?
The Detroit senator.
Yeah.
Also a Democrat. Then there's that Arizona senator. And then there's that other guy who...
Oh, so many people.
Used tax funds.
World is nuts. I don't know how any of this is, like, covered up for so long. Like, I don't know why. But obviously, people are burying this stuff before. Like, obviously, I can't imagine, like, no one...
Danny Masterson finally got fired?
Yeah.
Did we put that in the news?
We didn't put that in the news. I don't think. Maybe I did. Unless you did, yeah. Oh, you did. Yeah, you did.
First thing. Yep. Oof. Yep. Tomorrow, we'll talk about Danny Masterson getting fired. And why Scientology is at the root of it all.
Yep.
Let's get back to some happy news.
Yes, let's do it.
Warner Brothers is failing.
Yay! Shake it up.
So
Sam Wayne for Disney by DC.
Yeah.
From Warner Brothers. They could fix it.
Yeah, you can't imagine that Disney even wants Gotham. No. Like, Gotham is not in a good place.
Exactly. They don't. Well, it's still going, isn't it?
That's the crazy
thing. A show that's lasted, like, this is the fifth season? I don't know how many seasons that, but I'm like, this show keeps going.
I know. And to think Community got canceled.
I know. Like, what is this world? Like,
oh, that's what probably they're going to do with Gotham, is they'll probably just put it online, right? On their DC.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Streaming service. That's a good idea. They should do that.
Why not?
That'd be smart.
Yeah, so there's going to be a shakeup at DC because of the Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the executive producers is gone. He's going to go to another department in Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers Studio is going to absorb DC, and they're not going to be autonomous like Marvel is.
Mm-hmm.
Geoff Johns is going to be less hands-on than some other stuff.
They need to go crazy.
Like, they're doing a lot of changes.
Yeah. It feels like they need to go back to, like, I mean, even
the
say,
drawing
like,
board.
They kind of need to go back to, like, a Fox model.
In what?
In the sense...
You tell me, okay, exec of Warner Brothers, Mike's desk.
Okay, so Disney's probably acquiring Fox.
Yeah.
So what you do is you slide into what Fox was doing. They're doing
R-rated.
All these R-rated stuff.
But can you make an R-rated, like, Superman movie?
No.
Wonder Woman movie?
You gotta find the characters. Lobo movie. I guess, like, Suicide Squad movie. You gotta find the things to do it.
Yeah.
But do, like, I don't know, do more isolated stuff. Do everything. It's hard to do a Superman movie that's not huge, though. Like, it has to be a world-threatening threat for Superman, I feel like. Unless he goes off-planet. Superman off-planet would be...
No,
cool.
Just
we
do
haven't
the
seen
one
Superman. That's a cool
where
movie.
Superman
off-planet,
kills
man.
Lois Lane by having sex with her. That's the movie everyone wants to see.
See, that you can do a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kills her.
Like, no!
His sperm is so strong. Just shoots right, it just blows her head off like Kurt Cobain. That's the movie that people want to see.
Happen. Yeah. I'm just saying you can't do Marvel, so don't do Marvel.
Yeah.
That's the one thing Marvel's not doing, doesn't show any interest.
You know
in
what
doing.
Marvel can't do? A Superman movie, a Batman movie, a Wonder Woman movie. Just make those, okay? Don't make it too complicated.
It's crazy that we have to talk like it's like they had Iron, like they didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't figure out Superman. It's like, he's the most famous, look, popular superhero. Look,
why doesn't anyone want to watch a dark Superman movie? Because it's a dark Superman movie.
They want to watch Superman be Superman, not be some moody whoever character you've made him into.
They want to watch a movie where a kid is about to spill his ice cream and the only person who saves it is Superman because yes. He flies in, cools the ice cream with his wind breath.
Exactly.
And picks it up and puts it on the kid's scoop.
Yeah.
That's the movie kids people want to see. Superman flying into a tree and taking a cat out.
Yes.
Don't do this, like, oh, you're not my real dad. Like, no one wants to see that.
They don't. They don't. If, like, if Superman's not optimistic, how are we supposed to feel?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, if Superman, and he's got, like, all these powers and it's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, no,
he has the easiest disguise ever.
Yeah.
People love him. They're building monuments to him. He's even loved in Mexico. They treat him like a god down there.
Exactly.
And he's still bummed out.
Yeah, I'm so bummed out.
He's like, oh no, I'm the last of my race.
It's like, dude.
No one would go to a zoo if that's how animals felt.
Yeah.
You don't see the last white rhino
in
San Diego all sad. It's like, hell yeah, dog, I'm in a white rhino. I'm the survivor.
Yeah, you need optimism. Batman's that's where you go for your darkness.
You're he's like, you know what I did today? I saved a bunch of people who were treated like property.
Yeah, it's just use the characters to do what they do. Don't change a character to fit your movie.
He's like, you know why my parents are dead? Because I was too scared of a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Not because there was my people were stupid and wanted to live on an exploding planet.
According to Man of Steel movie, if Clark Kent was in that alley with his parents, he'd just let them get shot too.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even stop. And
no, Pa Kent would be like, don't do anything.
Don't do anything.
You can't save everyone.
But I can save you. I'm right here. It's easy. He's like, no. Ah, man, I still, the mythos of his every character that touches Superman.
Okay, so I was
poisoned.
I was rethinking about Dark Knight Rises the other night.
Okay. Did you watch it again?
No. Oh. I'm going to waste my time.
Bane!
So I thought about all my problems with it. And I realized, because I was thinking, I was like, you know, it is silly that I don't like a movie so much.
Yeah.
No, I have a lot of problems with it.
Okay,
is my main problem with that movie, because Bane is such a great villain.
Yeah.
And they completely cut off his balls in that movie.
Yeah. That ending really, really hurt his character. It's really.
He's like, they just make him a henchman again.
Yeah.
Which is my problem.
Yeah. That's pretty dumb.
He's not like, it's I like, want him to be huge.
Yeah. He's not
big like enough. Andre the Giant sized.
Yeah. Like, Christian Bale's already not that big compared. Like, if you had Ben Affleck stand next to that Bane
you'd be like, you'd look like a little, like, Bane's son or something.
Yeah. So having Christian, but they're like the same size, so it's like.
And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that whole arc, I hated that in the movie.
Yeah, it's a dumb, unnecessary part.
And then like Catwoman's arc also wasn't that great in that movie.
No, but I like seeing Batman fight during the daytime. That was.
Yeah.
But
I also think they brought back Gordon really early in that movie.
Yeah.
So those are all my problems with that movie.
All right, fair.
I forgot how many problems I had with that movie.
Fair criticism.
Yeah. I want Bane
I just like that world, and I like that scene where he's like, kid, you never seen the Batman?
Yeah.
Wait for the show.
Yeah. Or yeah. Wait for the show.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's
I like
cool.
that, because it's then, from The Dark Knight Returns.
What about Alfred?
Yeah, Alfred's pretty dumb in that movie.
Yeah, so there's my
problem. I give it up on you. It's like, what are you talking about?
I have a dream, Bruce.
I don't care. Why are you just bringing this up now?
I was like, isn't it been a long time that he's like, hey, Alfred, I'm going to be the Batman. You're going to help me. Like, everyone is just pissing on Batman the whole time. They're not thankful that Bruce Wayne has saved Gotham multiple times.
Yes.
And they're just like, it's too long, Bruce.
Give it all you can give.
Friggin' Lucius.
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 Lucius. pisses on him in the second movie. Oh, this is too much technology. You created it.
You helped me. Don't act like you're not part of this.
Don't act like you're not complicit. Yeah, and then people work in the Batman. Third movie, he's getting pissed on by Alfred, who's like, I had a dream that you'd have a family one day, Bruce. And he's like, maybe I don't want that. Alfred?
Why do I have to live by your dreams, Alfred?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's like, you know who can't have kids? You, because you're old. It'd be weird. So those are my problems with that movie. And then at the end, where it's like, oh, you should use your real name, Robin. And I was like, oh, my God. Is there no such thing as fan service? Like,
yeah, that's like the worst case scenario of trying to do fan service.
Like, people know who Dick Grayson is.
Yeah.
Just say, like, Dick Grayson.
Yeah. You don't have to just say Dick, and then some people are like, ah, Dick.
Ah, Dick.
And say Dick Grayson. And then...
Or Jason Todd.
Yeah, like... any Robin. Yeah. Literally. Tim Drake.
Tim Drake, yeah. Even...
Just not Damian Wayne, that would be weird.
Even if you said Damian Wayne, I'd be cool with it.
It's still better than...
He's like if there's some sort of thing where he has to change his last name to inherit the fortune, and he changes it to Wayne, and he's like, oh, you should use your real name, Damian. And you're like, oh, Damian Wayne, holy crap.
Yeah, you're right. That does make it better. That's like the worst choice, but still better than Robin.
Still better than Robin. That's my argument.
Why don't you use your real name, Batman? What if his name was just Batman?
And then like Talia al Ghul is down there in my brain, pregnant with Damian Wayne in that nuclear reactor.
Oh, that's true. Because they get together and he's all broke. I don't like Batman broke either.
Yeah, that sucks
like,
too.
He lost all his money. That's a weird plot of that movie. It's like the stocks.
See?
But the scenes are cool though. I feel like I like the action in the movie.
That doesn't make up for the movie that it could have been.
Yeah, that's true. It could have and should have been
so
better.
It's so evident that Christopher Nolan didn't want to make that movie.
Definitely, that's true.
That none of those people wanted to make that movie.
Yeah.
That's
I always felt uneasy like the movie. I don't know. I just remember starting to watch that movie, and I'm like I remember not knowing, like, even 8 years later, I was confused by the 8 years later thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is, like, way after? Like, I didn't know what was happening. Like, I feel like the trailers didn't tell me any of this.
Yeah, because the trailers...
So I guess they're trying to hide it, but, like, it just all rubbed me the wrong way.
And some Afghani doctor is able to fix it by hitting it really hard.
That's weird, too. Yeah. Like, Ra's al Ghul comes back in the...
In like the weird dream state.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. It's like, if you showed someone the first two movies, if someone didn't know anything about Batman and showed them like all three movies together, the first two, they'd be like, awesome. I'm really growing to like these characters. The third one, they're like, it's kind of confusing because the actors changed, but whatever. And then the third one, you're like, what is going on?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think it just wasn't executed properly. I just like the idea more than the movie. But like that was the first like big like it was the biggest Batman movie in the sense that like it was like a wide scale.
Well, it had to be.
I mean
after The Dark Knight.
I guess it had to be.
It had
they
to
upped
be.
The ante.
They're like someone died for this movie. They're so dedicated to their character.
Yeah.
It literally drove them crazy.
Well, we don't know that. What happened.
That's what they said was happening.
Oh, really?
That's why.
That's what I was hoping in the documentary would tell me, but.
But it didn't. It was like a fluff piece, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, pretty much. It was, yeah. I was disappointed by that part of it. It's good to know his life and was interesting, but I was like, but then you get to the end and you're just like, and then he died.
and you're like.
I was like, wait, but like, go into that more. Why is this only 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Like, God, am I watching something?
I watched the wrong documentary. It took me an hour and a half to realize that.
That's the worst.
Listen, like, wait, there's a part dumb? Two, right? Darn it. He filmed so much.
Yeah.
I bet there's more footage they didn't show us.
Did you see any like test footage of him doing the Joker?
You see a little behind the scene. You
like
don't see him
just,
do it.
That'd be cool if it was like, if there was footage of him like in his house just practicing the Joker.
I think that, I don't
and you
think
see him like transforming
into
the Joker.
That. See, that'd be cool too. I don't think they did that. They like told stories about him doing it to other people. I bet there's a bunch of film they just didn't show us. That's cool.
It's probably like, unnerving. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like really disturbing.
Probably.
But that was a cool thing about that Death of Superman Lives documentary. We saw like Nicolas Cage like wearing the costume and stuff.
Yeah. The test. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. I think that's the problem with Man of Steel. Is I'm like, well, I already know what they could have done. It's like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
You're like, that looks crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, I'd rather watch that than this dark Superman.
Yeah, I've changed my mind even on that weird script. I'd rather see that bonkers weird script than what we
are getting right now. Because at least it's something weird.
yeah. Give me a Tim Burton Superman. It also is like, it's a crazy bonkers, and at least it's crazy bonkers and not like, just not well executed, like nonsense. Yeah. Basically, I don't know. I don't know how to describe anything DC does.
Yeah, so that's a shakeup for DC.
Yes.
Went on big long curve.
We came our way back.
Around. I argued my case for why Dark Knight Rises is not a good movie.
And I didn't do a good job of defending it, but...
Because the thing that is crazy to me is that you say it's better than Batman Begins.
Yes, I like it more than Batman Begins.
That's insane.
Because I just like the... Because, okay, you Batman can say the fighting Bane. I just like some of the action sequences.
Yeah. But the overall...
The plot, obviously.
Yeah, but overall, I think Batman Begins is the better movie. You see him fighting Ra's al Ghul, like the training sequences... On the ice, that's really cool.
Yeah.
The train. You see the kid. That's really cool. You see Batman, where it's before he's Batman, and he has the gun, and he's going to go murder the guy who called a hit on his parents.
Yeah. Yeah, I may have to rewatch this trilogy.
After it comes out in 4K, we're going to do a marathon.
Yeah, I got to rewatch this.
But.
Because when talking about it,
it tells you, like, it gives you so much more insight into a young Bruce Wayne than we've ever seen.
Yeah. It is like the great.
Where it's like why you see why he becomes the hero.
Yeah, it's crazy they did. Before that, they had done 3 Batman movies, but we'd never got an origin. It's crazy that, like, to think of that.
Well, you get, like, a little bit in the first Tim Burton Batman movie, right? Was it the first one?
I mean, parents getting shot, but, like, you don't get, like, him train, like, literally the origin of training.
Yeah, you see, like, the full origin, where he's, like, a smuggler and stuff.
Yeah. Like, that's a cool part of Batman, is we don't...
I thought that was a cool scene where it's training. He's in, like, that weird Asian prison.
Yeah, that was cool,
And he's
too.
Like, they're like, why are you arresting me? He's like, to protect them.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest accent I just did, but that was cool.
Like, that's not what Bruce Wayne sounds like. You were trying to do a Christian Bale accent.
I was doing a Christian Bale accent, and I wanted to do a not racist Asian accent.
That's what you ended up with?
Yeah, I ended up with both of those weird accents. And, but yeah, like that. And then you see the part where he's on the train with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, we're obligated. That's such a beautiful. I feel like I'm going to cry just now thinking about it.
How far into the movie does he put on that cowl? It must be like 40 minutes, 30 minutes into the movie.
Well, remember, they have to.
It must be a while.
You see them like trying to figure out how to order the cowl parts.
Yeah,
and that's another beautiful part of Bruce Wayne. He's like, well, we could order like 5,000 units through our shell company in Singapore, and then we'll order the other units through, but just don't fall on your head. Like, all that stuff is like so great.
That's true. And he goes out in the mask one time.
Yeah.
In just a black outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's even a
flashback of when he's supposedly out of school. Like, that always tripped me out, because I'm like, he doesn't look that young.
Yeah.
Because there's a part where he comes out of college and he wants to shoot. He wants to shoot like the Joe Chill or whatever who killed his parents.
Yeah, and someone else
like
does
at the
it.
Courtroom, and then someone else does it, and then like, but that like he's supposed to be like not that,
much younger.
Much younger. He's supposed to be like right out of like he quit school like college, and I'm like, he always trips me out because I'm like, wait, what? When does the sequence take place? Because I always think it takes place like
Because there's 2 scenes of him wanting to shoot someone.
Yeah, so it's always confusing to me. I'm like, when does that take? I was like, he's got the weird haircut, so I'm like, he's younger, I guess. Yeah.
That, and it's a great clip. I know if they did it now, they would use like that de-aging thing, and he'd look like he did in American Psycho.
Then I'd be able to.
And you'd be like, whoa, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. This is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But, and you see that part with the bats when he's young.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we fall, Master Bruce? And you get so many great lines in that movie.
And you get the bat when he calls the bats to him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, too.
And like the Scarecrow is actually like a compelling villain.
Yeah, like that. That's a hard
sell. And you see like the
sell.
Weird hallucination thing. Oh, that is such a good. That's the thing that's crazy to me.
I think
about you.
I know. I may have to rewatch it. I mean, you're bringing up a lot of good points. I think I was just hyped for another Batman movie. I don't know. Yeah. I try to think this through.
Because I'm like, to
I like
me,
the
it's
action.
Like the, 1 and 2.
His fighting is cool.
Yeah, his fighting is really good in the third one.
Yeah, I think it's the best.
But to me, it's not. I'm saying all around.
Yeah,
you're taking highlights.
I am taking highlights. You're taking low lights though.
I'm taking the low lights of Batman Begins too.
Yeah,
because I'm saying the low.
Well, you know what? The weird thing about I feel like they hurt Scarecrow's character in like Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. Like I feel like they made his character worse by him showing.
I think it was okay in Dark Knight.
It was okay,
because
but
it was
like,
in
it
the
was
beginning.
Still weird. Yeah.
Because you're like okay, like. Because you know he got off on insanity.
I know, but did he go crazy? Like, he actually went crazy.
Yeah, because
is that
like,
what's going on?
Yeah, because Batman, like, pushes it all in his face.
I guess that's what he's playing.
And we never see him actually get arrested, I think, right?
Yeah.
But he just goes off on a horse.
Yeah.
And what a great part, too, when the whole asylum is freed.
Yeah.
Oh, that is... And you see, like, all the... Oh! And you're like, what is he gonna do? Like...
Yeah.
Like, it's... All these people live on this island, and... There's a bunch of violent criminals on that island, and they all have those drugs in their brain.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Save them, Batman. Okay, Katie Holmes. Way better than like the depressed mess that is Christian Bale in the third one.
Yeah, he's
all I'm saying
mopey.
Is the falls or like the failures in Batman Begins are much less than the fails in The Dark Knight Rises.
I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
So, like, it's easier.
They last for long periods of time.
In the Dark
Knight. Because there's a whole sequence
like
where you're following Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character. I'm like,
and
he's
like freaking out that he shot someone, and I'm like, what kind of cop are you? Like, Gotham is supposed to be like a horrible place.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Unless you leave.
Well, no, Gotham's clean now for the 8 years of the Harvey Dent Act.
Yeah.
It's a different Gotham. So I've never had to deal with this before. So why are there criminals?
Yeah.
They're in the sewers!
And
I was like, I didn't understand that too. Is it supposed to be like a big point? But I'm like...
Like if they showed Killer
like
Croc
up-
down there,
oh,
that'd be cool. That'd be cool. But they don't.
They wouldn't
The football field scene was cool. But
yeah.
My problem is
I like
you can't
seeing
understand...
The I think I like the seeing the Steelers just fall into the abyss.
Yeah, but like,
it was the,
also...
There were like three Steelers players there.
You Gotham. Can't hear what Bane was like. What a beautiful singing voice.
I love when that movie was coming out and they're like, people are like, I can't understand Bane. And Christopher Nolan's like, don't have to know what he's saying half the time. I'm like, what kind of movie is it where you don't have to understand what the guy's saying?
They should redub it with a Mexican accent. Just do me that little bit of service.
Yeah, that's annoying too. That like his whole Bane's origin is completely different.
Yeah. It's and he doesn't even look Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
I'd be okay if it was like a massive Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to be Middle Eastern. He could be like Indian. Just take some brown person that's like giant.
Yeah.
And I'll be okay with it. But Christopher Nolan has that weird thing for Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Gotta put you in a mask.
Gotta cover up your face.
Yeah. Except Inception. You're like, I can see your face.
I was like, that's the first one. That's why.
Oh.
It's as time goes on.
Mm. Oh, no, Inception had to be after Batman, right? Was that in between?
I thought Inception was yeah.
In between Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises? Well, you're probably right. Oh, yeah, I think that's 2010. And
2010 is Inception.
2011.
Dark Knight. No, 2008.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
It's 11, I think. So, yeah, he did do Inception in between there.
2012.
That's crazy that... That tells you he really didn't want to do Dark Knight Rises because he did another movie in between.
Which was like not a small movie.
That like never happened. Like James Gunn, is he doing another movie before Guardians 3? I don't think so.
No.
So I don't think it happens like that.
That's
like
all
Zack
that...
Snyder, he didn't do another movie in between the three Man of Steel to Justice League.
That's just my case for the Dark Knight trilogy.
All right. You've laid it out.
I think it's...
This is a pretty solid case.
Yeah.
I think most people would agree.
Because I was going to rewatch Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And then I remember all my other problems with it.
I think you just got a lot. You got too much hate, and I have to rise it because I think it's better than what you're saying. But
yeah. But I think you're not giving Batman Begins a fair shot.
Yeah. And I'm living in a comparative world, too. Like, I'm comparing it to other DC I've seen.
So, you know. You have to compare it to other Batman movies.
True. And I can still pick out bad Batman movies forever. And
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Batman Begins is like such a good start to a new Batman trilogy.
Yeah.
It's everything I want to see, at least. It's like the Iron Man of Batman.
It is. It is.
Where you see him like tinker and mess up.
I wonder if that was a big influence on Iron Man. It's like very, like it's the prototypical origin movie.
Yeah.
Like it's like the
remember
origin.
When he buys
it's
the almost restaurant? The origin that of the was so cool.
Origin movie.
That's what you want to see in Batman.
That is what you want to see, yeah.
You see Bruce Wayne. He's a total boss. Katie Holmes is like, what? And he's like, she's like, one of your models is swimming. She's like, excuse me, so you can also have them swim in the fountain? He's like, here's a check. I bought the restaurant.
Come on, that didn't hit you the same way in Justice League when he's like, I bought the bank.
No. I was like, that makes no sense. Just pay off the loan.
That did make no sense. That was really weird. But come on. Now, that's a little bit over the top. I understand the restaurant thing. He's in the restaurant.
There's regulations.
By the restaurant. He didn't buy like a whole chain of restaurants. Like, we buy every restaurant that exists. He's like, no.
I was like, what about all the regulations? All the red tape?
I don't think you could just do that, man.
Yeah. He's like, don't you know what? Like, if that happened nowadays, that like Bill Gates was like, I'm going to buy a bank.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Jeff Bezos can't just go out and buy a bank.
Yeah, I don't think that is a weird line in that movie. It's you get what they're doing, but it's like a little over the top.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But by the end of that movie, that's what they were going for.
He like,
and I enjoyed enough of it, so. I'm not shitting on a part. I'd rather him do that than say, I still hate you.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, at least I can say one.
Now that you're back.
At least I can say one, Martha.
Your Martha was on the edge. She was going to kill herself because you were dead, so I had to bring you back.
Yeah.
I had to save Martha. It's the only way I knew how.
So yeah, that's happening at Warner Brothers. Let's talk about some animated Spider-Man news.
Yes. We have a title for the animated Spider-Man movie. This is one. It's Sony controlled. Marvel Studios has no
input
as far as we know. I mean, maybe suggestions, who knows? I mean, Kevin Feige was trading notes with Sony that Spider-Man 2. He's like, here's how you fix it.
Yeah.
So we don't know if he maybe some influence, but not like any control or anything.
Do you think he does that with Warner Brothers by any chance? Because to him,
I feel like Kevin if Feige, they ask him, he would do it. I don't know if they would ask him, but if they ask him, I feel like he's still like a fan.
Yeah, because Kevin Feige is like the older brother.
Yeah,
where he cares more. He's smart enough to care about the little brother.
Yeah,
which is Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Where Warner Brothers is just purely trying to compete with the older brother.
Yeah,
not realizing that it can't, and that the older brother still has like. Cares about the whole family, which is superhero movies and this weird.
Yes. Kevin Feige's got this like, I just want good stuff to come out.
He's like,
if I can push them in a certain way and they do it, I'll be really happy. I'm not trying to screw anyone over.
Yeah.
He wants everyone to succeed.
Yeah. Where meanwhile, like at a DC panel, they're like, fuck Marvel.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot more hate on the other side than there is.
It's like one way hate.
Yeah. Cause like, yeah. People like the Marvel movie. They're not hating on DC. They just don't like what they're doing. It's not like for the pure like if they both were at the same quality and same making the same money, they wouldn't be like, "Oh, those are so dumb" or whatever.
It's funny because I still read the comments on the DCEU area.
I do too. Yeah.
And one person was like, "You know what? I can't wait until all this stuff is done and Snyder is fired."
Really? A lot of people are pro Snyder on that. Like
exactly. So someone commented replying to that like. We found the heretic, like, expect burning in, like, 3 hours.
Yeah,
but then, like,
that
people
place is
come
like
out,
a cult.
People come out in defense of that what first guy's comment, and I was like, it's, like, the first time you see reason in that subreddit.
Yeah.
Because
I'm confused
don't.
By that, because it's not, like, a DC movie subreddit.
It's like a
Zack
Snyder.
DCEU Zack Snyder verse.
It's literally just a Zack Snyder.
I think if you tell them, like, Dark Knight was a great movie, they'd be like, yeah, but... Man of Steel.
Yeah, but Batman is so much better when it's played by Ben Affleck.
Well, it's like, well, I get that argument too. Like, I like the suit better. I like the fighting better.
But could you imagine Christopher Nolan, or not Christopher Nolan, is that,
I couldn't imagine
Bale
Bat
in that suit.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so great.
Oh, yeah.
What a dream.
Yeah. See, I think that's what it is. It's the Batman part of it, not the Ben Affleck part of it that I like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could, if I try to put Ben Affleck in Christopher Nolan's world, it wouldn't work.
Well, I was reading about The Dark Knight Returns,
mm-hmm.
and he's supposed to be 55.
Yeah.
So, like, how old is Ben Affleck right now?
40,
Five, yeah, maybe? See, I want older. I still want older.
Yeah.
Like Sam Houston. How old is Sam Houston? He's probably
bring back 70s. Michael Keaton, man. Oh, he's probably too old. I'm still waiting for that Batman Begins. I mean, Batman Beyond movie. I don't Michael know why Keaton? They can't do that. Just do it. Like, you don't have to set it in the same universe. Like, just do it with and pick either Keaton. Pick Keaton or...
Keaton 66.
Even you could bring Clooney back. I'd be cool with that. That'd be cool to have Clooney as, like, old Bruce Wayne.
That'd be cool. See, the thing is...
He wouldn't
Bruce
do it.
Bruce Wayne looks so old in Beyond.
Yeah.
That I want, like, someone really
even
old.
Older, like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
A Clint Eastwood. That was
the fear is with Clint Eastwood is that, like... I also want someone heavier because, like, he's kind of still a bigger guy.
That's true.
Let's see. George Clooney. I'm trying to find someone close in age. 56. Bring back George Clooney for Batman. That'd be so risky.
He
regrets it.
Yeah.
But he is close to the age, and that's. Oh, what a dream.
Yeah, I still feel like...
I still love George Clooney.
I think we're still in the age of, like, nostalgia for even something that wasn't great, but, like, we laugh about it now. Like,
yeah.
Like say they
The Room, like, Disaster Artist came out, and that's a huge success, and it's based on, like, The Room, which is a horrible
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. Like, well, you can tell from, like Adam West, when he was... People wanted... They did the animated movie. Like, they
Not
won.
Just one.
Exactly. Two so they wanted that stuff to come back. Like, people want stuff to come back, even if, like, they know...
It's like campy.
It's campy because they're like, yeah, but we're doing this version. Yeah. Like, and it's not like if we brought George Clooney back, we'd do like that campy stuff again.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
It would be.
I'm going to try to.
You need to start thinking differently, Warner Brothers.
Like if I Photoshop George Clooney into the Batman suit, the current one.
Oh, I wonder if there's a. That's online somewhere.
I doubt it. No one wants that.
Why don't people want that? People don't want good things. That's what I'm
learning.
Well,
the thing is, I don't blame George Clooney for the Batman failing.
Neither do I. Like, he took what he was written. It was written very poorly. And he was doing some campy movie that who knows if he read the script ahead of time. Who knows any of that? And I still think he could have done more with it. I mean, it was really weird. It's a very monotone performance. It's bizarre. It's a weird performance.
Oh, someone said, hear me out, George Clooney should be the next Batman again.
He should, it'd be cool. When was that?
This one?
Yeah.
The comic book?
I don't know, when was this article written about?
4 years ago. 4 years too late.
Ooh, 4 years. Oh, Man of Steel.
Oh, there we go. Someone
Man of Steel didn't exist.
Said it too.
Man of Steel just came out 4 years ago. This podcast came out 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Did we say that? Did we write that article? Not know about it.
Oh, Kevin Smith said it as well.
Would be cool.
What year is this?
Yeah. I was to find a problem. Like, it's annoying that, like, they seem to not want to do, like, straight up adaptations of anything.
Yeah.
And, like, even if they were to try to do an adaptation, I feel like they think because they used it in another movie, they can't use it again. So, like, they used elements of Dark Knight Returns, like that metal suit. It seems to me they wouldn't want to do that metal suit again.
Oh, this was 7 months ago. Oh. Kevin Smith pitched it. He said he, in his movie, George Miller would direct.
Yeah.
And it'd be straight up George Clooney.
But I just feel like I don't think they would do that. No. That's the problem. That's what's kind of annoying about like Spider-Man. So they've done so much Spider-Man, they're like, we don't want to do any character we've done before.
Or well, same with like, Iron Man, where I want Demon in a Bottle more than anything.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like
And we're like, well, we touched on it in Iron Man 2, and I was like, but that was also the worst Iron Man movie.
Exactly. Now they're saying they're trending towards a way like, oh, we don't want to do what we've done. Which I guess, but like you can do it right.
But they're also doing the thing where they're like, Ant-Man and Wasp will be the first romantic comedy of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, maybe it is a compelling case where like, instead of a traditional villain, you would have like Tony's alcoholism be his villain.
I mean, that would be the good Iron Man 4 because it's like, people loved Iron Man 3 for the fact that it was Tony a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So the Tony part of it.
Like, could you imagine if Tony just kills a bus of children?
Yeah, what if, Thanos kills Pepper Potts and then he goes into this alcoholic spiral? Yeah. It's a good Iron Man 4, I think.
Yeah, you get that idiot out of the MCU and you give me the movie I want.
Yes.
Do you hear about her company? They're saying, HIV and AIDS medicine is killing people. And
really?
Like, they're making some dangerous claims now.
Should not be doing that stuff. But.
Yeah. So, yeah. Gambit news. Production has been pushed to March. We're supposed to start producing in February.
You think they're still making this movie? It's guaranteed to be made.
I want to say no, but, I wouldn't.
I think this...
Channing Tatum, I think, has a lot more control in Hollywood than we think.
I mean, you can put Channing Tatum in. I don't know.
Who wants this movie, though?
I know. That's my bigger question, is who wants this movie?
We saw him in Kingsman, too.
Yeah. I get enough Channing Tatum. I can't do a
cowboy that well.
Channing
I can't imagine
Tatum.
He can do a Creole guy.
Yeah. So... But is this one rated R, too? I forgot if this one was also rated R.
I don't know, but they've been casting, so many people.
They have. It may be too far to stop it. But, this is the one where... This is the only other Fox X-Men movie that we know about, right? I mean, we know X-Force they announced and stuff.
They said it might get rated R.
Because do you think there's a world...
Tatum said he doesn't know yet.
I'm curious. Do you think there's a world where they make some of these movies that aren't the MCU that are still Marvel movies that they're still making? Let you make the Logans. They let you make the Deadpools.
So that was an idea where it would be like Miramax back in the 90s for Disney where they used that to produce all their R-rated movies. Where Fox, they would keep the 21st Century Fox name.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a possibility.
That
and then they
R-rated
can
movies.
They can use just take the characters they want and they can even repeat characters.
That's a tough thing.
That's
is
the tough
because
thing. Then we
they don't want the associate. They want a clear line.
Yeah.
To separate it.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Because once you start saying mutants, it's already confusing for people. And now you're going, wait, mutants, X-Men. They're saying X-Men. Okay. What's going on here? Is this the same world? They're going to assume.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't reintroduce the X-Men right away, though. If it took a long time for the X-Men.
True.
You reintroduce maybe Wolverine, but the main focus I think will be Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's the route you go first.
You can do maybe Magneto, but I think the clear answer would be House of M after Infinity War.
Because you can tell obviously they want this stuff out there because they had to okay the television shows they're doing that are X-Men. Because Marvel.
The other fear is Legion would get shut down.
I don't think that would happen though. I think they want those to keep existing. And just because they helped produce, you got to imagine back in their mind when they had these discussions, they say, okay, we're trying to get Fox. We're trying to get these characters. Let's have them, let's help them with these shows or do something or let them make these shows at least.
The crazy thing is they gave up Negasonic Teenage Warhead for Ego.
Yeah.
That deal was probably not a one day thing.
No, it's forever, I assume.
It probably took a long time to make that deal together.
True.
Not even a year later, 2 years later, maybe. What? Yeah. How long has it been since Guardians 2 came out? Well, I guess
Guardians
I should look
2
at
was
Deadpool.
This year, but Deadpool was 2 years ago. Wait, 2 years ago? No, 1.5 years ago. February of last year.
Yeah, so about 2 years.
So it had to be an even year before that.
Yeah, so
when they
3 years
filming.
Later.
Yeah.
That deal's useless. It doesn't matter. It's the same universe.
That's true. But they were nothing.
So do we get Hydra Agent, that guy?
Hydra Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they just, now he's Hydra Bob, they can name
now
him?
Now they can, say confirmed Hydra Bob.
Yeah, that's what I find all interesting is it's weird to sell stuff, to sell the rights in the middle of them making movies. So it's I think they're just going to let things go off and then take some time, like you're saying. Because you can do the Fantastic Four right away.
Yeah.
That's easy because no one cares about that universe. Just shut that down.
Remember when they were going to do a children's movie? That was rumored.
That's true. That was not too long ago.
No. That's crazy.
You know what they like? They don't like the dark Fantastic Four. Well, let's make
nothing for kids.
Child Fantastic Four.
Someone was arguing that they knew about it in Spider-Man Homecoming because there's a scene when he's in the Avengers building.
Yeah.
And they pan up. like you see, they like go up and it's the Avengers logo behind Spider-Man, and as when they stop, Spider-Man covers up like the last leg of the A and it looks like a 4.
Oh, that's
and people
awesome.
Are like, that's just too coincidental.
I know they're doing some of this stuff intentionally. Cause like, or they're good at like making stuff that's open-ended that they can go back to. Like, I feel like they're,
yeah,
they do that a lot. They're like nudging, like this could be this. Oh. But like, say like, you know how they did the Watchers thing in Guardians 2?
Yeah.
And, but they can't name that specific Watcher.
Yeah.
But what if they name that specific Watcher now? And retroact, like, can they? I guess they can retcon it because technically they're saying they're retconning that Peter Parker's that little kid in Iron Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in their head canon, they can retroactively do that stuff. I don't know. That's like bonkers to me.
That they kid in Iron Man 2?
They're saying it's the kid at the fair who he's wearing like an Iron Man mask.
Yeah.
And he like confronts Tony or something while like Whiplash is like using all those robots or whatever. Fight people. I know people don't remember that movie too well. Oh, I think I'm gonna do like an MCU rewatch too, because I think it like lines up. If you start at the beginning of the year or something,
it'll line
you watch
up.
All the movies up until
like how often? Like once a week?
Once a week, yeah.
Okay, that's doable.
I think
I found out because they released that Amazon Prime Video app for the Apple TV.
Yeah,
if you have like the newer one.
Oh, yeah.
And Iron Man is on there.
Ooh, oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Does any other Marvel movies?
I don't think any other ones.
I'm surprised. I was like, dude, I've been sleeping on this streaming service.
Yeah, Prime. It's getting better and better.
Yeah. Oh, they have Arrival.
They got a lot of good movies, like newer stuff too.
I'm like, what is going on?
It's hard to know what's Big on Sick? There though. That's the thing. Big Six on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's an Amazon movie. I should have known that. But oh, that's cool.
So I was like,
yeah, they're sneaky. I never think about it. That's the problem. No one thinks about it. Everyone has
Amazon
Prime.
Yeah, but now
Prime.
It's in the TV app.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's going to be a game
changer. So it's it's all in here. And then it's just like, oh, do you want to watch all these movies? And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
There's like all these HBO shows on there. So.
I heard apparently, that, I read that the cut of Kong Skull Island, they have like the plane cut.
Yeah.
On their in their catalog. Of the one they're streaming.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Maybe it's fixed by now that people know.
No, because apparently it's now he said that guy said it was in his contract. It's like the first thing he discusses.
Yeah.
Is he wants to make sure it's the original cut because I guess they changed the aspect ratio and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't look as good.
Yeah.
And it happened to another movie as well.
Weird.
Spider-Man Homecoming sequel starts filming
in summer of 2018. So
not too far away.
Yeah.
That kid's working constantly.
Oh, Tom Holland, yeah. He's doing a lot. Well, think about it. He did Homecoming, then he pretty much did Infinity War, then he pretty much did the next Avengers. Then I think he's doing
he's doing this, pretty much.
No, he's doing, what's it called?
Oh, he's in another movie,
he's,
right?
He's like Nathan Drake or something in, what's that movie?
Uncharted?
Uncharted. He's doing Uncharted. I assume he's doing that now. I don't know.
I wish there was an app where it's like, where is Tom Holland
now? Where is Tom Holland now? Yeah, and then he's doing this movie. And like, I'm sure there's a bunch of reshoots in between there for those movies. So he's doing a lot of stuff.
Let's see.
But it's crazy. We're going to get Spider-Man in three movies, and he's only going to have one solo movie. Like, when by the time I know a month later, too, but Homecoming 2 is going to come out. I'm interested in how they do all this marketing.
Yeah.
Very curious to me. It's like, Avengers 2 is done, but like Spider-Man's coming out, but it's only a month later, so we have to show stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
It's very weird.
It's a weird, weird time.
And then Captain Marvel.
Production starts January 22nd.
That's
so
big.
So, yeah, they're getting that movie together. That's gonna be. I just love the idea. 90s movie.
It's space.
It's just different from what they've done. It's cool. Like the last throwback movie we got was Captain America. So
kind of Guardians.
Yeah, but not most of the movie set in that.
Yeah, but like it's still
the vibe of it. Yeah, I guess you could say. So that's good.
Yeah.
We're going to get a lot of Captain Marvel and Shazam news at the same time. It's bizarre. These movies are going to like come out at like the same time.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's almost like it's on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, like Shazam, the real Captain Marvel.
The original Captain Marvel.
Yeah. It's like, that's such a weird thing that they call their character the same thing.
TV news?
Iron Fist news. Alice Eve has joined the cast of Iron Fist.
This is like
Fist
the biggest name.
Too. Yeah, it's a pretty big name.
Dave Tennant, I guess, would be the bigger name.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, no. Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah. The biggest.
The biggest name.
That's the biggest name in the
literally,
Defenders
I think she
universe,
might have, like,
right?
The longest name.
Maybe true.
Oh, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Pretty big, but I would say Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver,
bigger.
Hand down.
She's
Ripley.
In, like, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty big. Yep, I would say she's probably the biggest. John Berthold up there nowadays.
Yeah.
He's pretty, but he's not.
Dead.
But he's not like. He still hasn't got. I feel like gotten enough like enough big stuff. Like he could be bigger too.
And then Star Wars news. Star Wars franchise news. Kathleen Kennedy said she'd love for Taika Waititi to direct a movie.
I would love that too.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone who's seen any of his movies.
Yeah, so much fun. With that. Like, he could do anything. Like,
I think him to do the Bounty Hunter movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, he'd have so much
just some
fun
witty
doing
witty banter
any, like,
between
yeah.
the Bounty Hunters would be
oh, yeah.
a blast.
Oh, they should get him for that Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, they should do that right now. Right now. Sign it. Do it.
Especially because
Marvel's John... probably trying. It's probably a fight between Star Wars and Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, let's
but
get him back. Do something.
The kid's a Maori, right? Or he's like New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Done.
Boom.
I think we found
sign
it. I think
the dot.
I'm not kidding. I think that's the one.
Could be. That
that is the most sense.
Makes a lot of sense. And you want to do something so I mean
that and you do it with that one other bounty hunter.
And I don't think you run the risk of like the Han Solo kind of run the risk because they kind of were trying to make that their jokey, like, fun movie, but it's hard to do that with, like, Han Solo.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do that with Bounty Hunters, because you're like, who cares? Like, Boba Fett, like we don't really know anything about Boba Fett. Like, he could have a whole personality that we just haven't seen. Like,
yeah,
you could do anything.
I and think. You're not just messing around with Boba Fett, you're messing around with other Bounty Hunters, because you have to imagine he runs into, like...
Exactly. He could be... Maybe Boba Fett's the serious guy, too, and they're
and
all wacky.
They're all idiots. He's like, I can't believe I'm working with these guys.
Yeah. Why? How do they do what I do? Oh, wait, they don't. I'm the best.
Yeah, it has to be. And then you can get... What's that guy's name? The other bounty hunter that's stuck in the Sarlacc pit with Boba Fett?
Mm-hmm.
You get him to be played by Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Who's also a New
oh,
Zealander.
Yeah, he likes to bring back some of the people he uses.
Yeah. So. And then the rest of them don't look human. So you can get New Zealanders.
Exactly.
Mission accomplished.
Do it. Sign the line. Sign the contract.
Should we tweet at him?
I'm sure he's heard it. I'm sure they've had at least a passing discussion. But I'm telling you, it may be an internal Disney for them. Marvel may be like trying to wrap him up. Who knows? Because I know they put like, I mean, they're obviously using the directors for Infinity War. They're as consultants. So I'm assuming they're talking to him too. They're like, "Oh, if we do Thor 4, would you do it? Or you want to do this other? You want to do Captain Marvel 2? I don't know. You want to do? Who knows?"
Because who was the actor who played Jango Fett? Temuera Morrison.
Isn't that guy supposed to be like Aquaman's dad or something? Did that ever? Was that ever true? Or did that happen? I think he is Aquaman's dad. Can't remember if that. True or not. I feel like.
And then what's the other name, other bounty hunter's name? Boba Fett, and then there's like that other bounty hunter.
A lot of them.
Yeah, but like they had like a partnership later on. In the extended universe that I know doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But.
It's weird how they seem to be pulling from that more than you would think.
Yeah.
They're actually like pulling concepts and characters and ideas from it. He's got a list of all down here.
He's the one that's like wears like a like he's like
Would you know his name if you say his name?
Yeah.
Dengar?
Yeah.
Dengar?
Yeah.
Got like toilet paper on it?
Yeah. Could you imagine Sam Neill playing that?
Yeah, I could see that for sure. He's like an old man. Got, does he have a mustache? Or is that just like,
it's just the lighting.
It's just.
Just D-E-N-G-A-R.
Oh, I got.
Yeah. Okay, I tweeted at him.
Got it. That'll be the thing that pushes him to doing it.
Yeah, he's like, this Twitter account tweeted at me. They don't even follow me, but...
Intriguing, they may say.
That's perfect in my eyes. The stars would align.
I agree. I'm waiting for this more director like exchange between Marvel and now that Marvel's going to space a lot.
Yeah.
I think there'd be some more like James Gunn doing a Star Wars movie could be cool.
He said
too.
He wouldn't do it though, right?
Oh, he would. I think he did say. And I think once he's out of Guardians 3, he's like, I need to.
Is it going
well,
although
he's like overseeing, he'll probably be like a producer on stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I think he needs a break. Like, it's crazy. You know, he seems to be running off fumes after two.
Well, he was going to say one and done.
He was going to be one and done. Then he did two. And then he's like, oh, I got ideas for three. So he seems to really love the stuff. But like, these directing gigs seem to like wear them down. Like the Russos, they said they're out after four.
Yeah.
Like these guys could all come back. I mean, J.J. Abrams of Star Wars, he was out after one. He's like.
And he came back.
And then he's like, oh. After your time away, you're like, you refocus, and you're like, I gotta do this. So much fun.
God, that'd be such a good movie. Witty banter between the bounty hunters. Oh.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. Phil Lord and Chris Miller would probably do that movie good too. I feel like they could have. I think that's what they're trying to inject into this Han Solo, and it's the wrong spot. It's a hard. I agree with what's going on, but that's a hard one. You can't, yeah. I couldn't see them making one of those movies where it's like Luke Skywalker, like the main storyline. I couldn't see it. They could do one of these spinoffs. I just don't see them making like a trilogy movie or even a character like with a character we know. It would be hard. If you do one of these bounty hunter movies, man, that's the spot.
On Netflix today, Catwoman and The Magicians, season 2. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.